Friday, September 18th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report, a Brazil update. Soybean area is expected to increase 6% for next season in the north and northeastern area of Brazil, which will be the largest increase in the last 4 years. This is located in Matopiba, a region consisting of Maranhão, Tocantins, Piauí, and Bahia, as well as the state of Pará. This represents roughly 875,000 acres. Brazil is expected to increase their total soybean area to nearly 94 million acres. Farmers that had land available for clearing while still operating within the environmental regulations are expected to accelerate their plans. It is sort of like U.S. farmers taking land out of pasture CRP to get a piece of $7 corn. The flurry of expansion has gotten the attention of environmental advocates concerned about potential for illegal deforestation, despite most of this expansion not taking place in the Amazon. For most environmental advocates, any land taken out of its natural state is a violation. Brazilian farmers are quick to point out that any expansion taking place is well within the law. However, there are bad apples who take it too far. Soybeans are not the only commodity experiencing record prices in Brazil. Corn, rice, edible beans, and cattle have all seen record prices recently, causing land prices in some areas to increase by 20%. The joke is that farmers are going to plant everything they can this year, even if they have to plant in floral vases. Rains have been pretty spotty so far in areas like Paraná and Mato Grosso. I'm told that Mato Grosso is a furnace right now. Extreme heat and dryness is typical this time of year as the dry season comes to an end. The rainy season should bring some relief from the heat. Some of the more courageous farmers have begun planting with the first bit of rain. Others are waiting for more indication that the rainy season has begun. Our climatologist is concerned over South American weather. They're still in the dry season waiting for the transition to bring rain yet this month. What the models forecast for South America is very La Niña-like. They expect the Mato Grosso center-west region to get enough rain this season. The Mato Grosso gets more rain than needed on average, so a small reduction in precipitation is about right. Their model is not optimistic for southern Brazil and Argentina. That's where drought could pinch production. They may add more acres to crop production, but there's no guarantee that the La Niña will not trim yields so that production is curtailed. The soybean market is doing well now, but what would happen if Corn Belt subsoil moisture is not recharged by spring and southern Brazil and Argentina are hot and dry? I will continue to own some soybeans to find out. The very early harvest has begun here. In areas where they have some favorable basis levels, $10 soybeans are being accepted off the combine. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Cooler temperatures and varying amounts of precip limited the color red in the Corn Belt on the new NOAA drought map to a small spot in Nebraska. Eastern Iowa and eastward got some additional drought relief. The inch of rain had little effect here. There are a couple of systems that may squirt us some light rain, but the fall forecast is warmer and dry. Also, exhausted subsoil moisture reserves may be little helped. It would appear to be a La Niña-like forecast, and if we're not for the daisy chain of tropical storms being birthed off the west coast of Africa, the southeastern United States would be dry too. On the hogs, the bulls are looking that there should have been a reason for the hog market to surge as it has done. We should get the story of where the hogs have gone in the September hog report soon. Bears are looking at this timing for seasonal highs, and there has been a good rally to sell into. The pork cutout is now catching hold. Export sales were heavy. U.S. reported 50.6 thousand metric tons last week. China took 35.9 thousand metric tons of the total. Mexico was there for 5.9 thousand, and Japan for 3.2. The turn of events here with the cash hog market leading the product market is finally paying off for integrated packers who made $16 a head more than packers who did not own hogs on Thursday. Standard packers made $42 a head, which is a reasonable margin covering kill costs. At one point this year, standard packers were making $100 a head, while hog producers were euthanizing hogs and integrated packer margins went negative. CME economists say that sow slaughter year-to-date has run 12.3% above a year ago. The September hog report will be released on the 24th. There was liquidation through the entire supply chain, from reduced farrowings, euthanized ice weans that had become worthless, as well as rendering fat hogs that could not find shackle space. This may be the hog report, explaining one of the greatest supply adjustments in the history of the industry. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.